not a good day for Shirley Temple fans, as she has passed at the age of 85. Not a good way for us to begin, but it is the reality of the day. So how do we turn this around? Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler, maybe your memories, you can post them at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Share them if you will. Maybe in the gratitude department you can be thankful for all of the pleasure over the years that Shirley Temple has brought to tens, if not hundreds of millions of people, not only here in our country, but around the world. Maybe that's the way to look at the news of her passing. Only 85. She had an interesting, colorful life. Wonderful. What a great life that woman
had. Yeah, that's why it's not so sad. I mean, she had such a full, interesting life.
Was it the Reagan administration? She was an ambassador. Was it Reagan? I think it was.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, the passing of Shirley Temple doesn't require anything except a smile and a good thought for all of the things that she represented and still does, as far as that's concerned. Who doesn't think about on the good ship,
lollipop?
Yeah. So maybe, Michael, you'll find some. Go ahead, Kenny.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's amazing. This just broke within the last hour that her agent issued a press release that she passed away with her family.
Yeah.
And she's already trending on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I mean,
hundreds
think about
and hundreds of comments and memories.
I think of what people will be saying about that and thinking about her today. 888-302-3684, your comments as well. I'm saying in my gratitude column that I try to add to every day, and I hope you do too, share it with all of us, what you are grateful for. I would say I would be grateful for Shirley Temple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not? So, Michael, we'll see if we can find some of the sound from some of her movies, the stuff that is most well known, so we put a smile on people's faces as they think about her. Meanwhile, Jennifer and Kenny and I pour over the information that has been lusted upon us in the last 24 hours. The essence of, well, I say this because the two gossipy stories today are about lust.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post denying a French newspaper's claim that they're going to run a story this week about a rumored affair between President Obama and Beyonce.
Wouldn't that be juicy? I don't think I believe it. I believe a lot of things about him. I don't know if I believe that one, but it would be juicy.
Well, what do you suppose is the pillow talking to the White House today? Last night.
Yeah. How do you react to that? I mean, I'm sure Michelle knows that that's probably a little far-fetched.
Why?
Because I would imagine she probably knows Jay-Z and Beyonce pretty well and probably spends the same amount of time with them that the president does.
You know, there's a great story, gossipy story, that hasn't really seen or heard the light of day. Goes back to when Gerald Ford was president and Nelson Rockefeller was vice president.
Mm-hmm.
How many people would remember? Kenny, you remember Nelson Rockefeller being vice president when Gerald Ford was president?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jennifer, you wouldn't...
I do not remember that. I was not alive yet.
Okay, so but you know who Nelson Rockefeller is?
Yeah.
Okay, so Nelson Rockefeller had an office in New York City. It was in a bookstore, and it was behind, it was his family's building, and in the building was an office. And when he would go in there, he would tell the Secret Service there was no way out except for the front door. So I'm going to go in, I'm going to work for 3 or 4 hours, and I'm going to when I'm ready to come out, I'll call you. So he was supposedly working on his papers, family business, that sort of thing. When in fact, again, this is Nelson Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller, do about whatever he wants. Rockefeller.
So what they have a center, for crying out loud.
Right. So what the Secret Service didn't know is there was a secret passage from this office underneath 56th Street over to an apartment building on the other side in which, and that building belonged to the Rockefellers as well, had been installed a private elevator. So the vice president would go into this bookstore and he would spend 3 or 4 hours working there when, in fact, he went across the street to the apartment and was having an affair with a young lady named Megan. And I'm not sure I remember her last name, and it's probably not important to the story. But most of you, or any of you, who were around at that time will remember that Mr. Rockefeller died in the sack with this woman.
Hmm.
And so nobody knew at the time. The Secret Service never admitted it. The police were called by this lady, Megan, whatever her name was, to say, and supposedly she was working with him. He was fully clothed when they came to the apartment.
He was just taking a nap, Dougie. It was a lot of work.
The only way that they knew that there had been a something going on.
Illicit affair.
When she dressed him, she put his shoes on the wrong feet. Whoops.
So he was taking a nap in his shoes, because that happens often.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that is a problem that would have only happened at that point. You know, with the invention of Google and the Internet, there is no way that that problem would have happened now. The Secret Service would know if there was a tunnel underneath New York City.
Yeah.
And so then there is the Hillary Clinton, Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, that was kind
revelation.
Of interesting. Mm-hmm.
The website that revealed details of an archive of correspondence between Mrs. Clinton and one of her closest friends, a lady named Diane Blair, who has since passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting glimpse at Mrs. Clinton's mindset during the scandal. The papers suggest that Hillary, in fact, credited Bill with trying to distance himself from Monica. Mrs. Clinton called her a narcissistic Looney Tune.
Right. And then she went on to say that it wasn't necessarily his fault that he was cheating. It was maybe her fault for not doing her wifely duties or something
her
like that.
Her fault being Hillary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Very interesting stuff. So
and calling the presidency such a lonely office.
Oh,
stressful
it is.
And lonely.
Oh, it's horrible. But yet she wants to be president.
Right. That's
and
what I mean.
Probably, in all
Weird.
Likelihood, will be president. It's hard to imagine a scenario.
Maybe she likes
as we look
the
at
solitude.
It right now. Well, she has a. I would guess Bill Clinton has certainly some narcissism in him, and I'm not too sure that Mrs. Clinton doesn't either. And that for somebody in that office may not be a bad thing when you think about it, because it is such a lonely position. Look at all the stuff, Richard Nixon. There's a documentary out now. If you haven't seen it, you ought to take the time to Google it and somehow or other look at it. If you're a fan of Nixon, and I'm a fan of Nixon, I've always said that I thought Nixon was one of the best presidents in my lifetime. Certainly much better. I think the four best presidents, or if I put them in order in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
I would say that Eisenhower was number one. And maybe even this is almost chronological.
Do you think because you understood less when you were younger?
Maybe it's because there was less distraction. I don't know if I understood less. Yeah, I mean, I was in the I was a kid. I was in the 50s. But I liked JFK in the post sense. I thought that Richard Nixon was a superb president in many ways. Gerald Ford was also a very good president in many ways. I think Bill Clinton was a very good president in many ways. I think that George Bush the father was a very good president in many ways. I don't think we've had a good president since Clinton.
Wow, you didn't mention Reagan at all.
Oh, and I should have, because I wanted to. I was sort of going to put him near the top. I didn't do it now. Maybe I'll write it on a piece of paper and then I'll give you my order, if you will, because Reagan would have been...
I mean, the fact that you skipped Carter, I got, but I didn't quite know why you skipped Reagan.
Carter was horrible. Carter was just abysmal, awful. And LBJ was worse than that. In my lifetime, the worst president has been Obama. I'd go backwards and say Bush was number two in the worst department, and LBJ was third. It was close between LBJ. They're all pretty close, actually. They're all pretty, really, really pretty bad. And then the others who were good, Eisenhower and Kennedy and, you know, thinking about Reagan, yes. George Bush, the father, yes. Especially Iraq. There's something about that and them putting that all together that was
and
really...
getting us out. I mean, in and out,
right,
sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah. Anyway... Now, that's just my feeling, and your feelings are important as well. Share them, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, and Ken at DougStephan.com, plus Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. Lots of activity today, and as we suggested, the Shirley Temple thing is going to be at the top. But I'm going to bet Hillary Clinton's Monica Lewinsky statements are going to be important. And, yes, we'll get back to the wild, wintry weather. That'll be something that'll be on a lot of people's minds. Here's something that ought to be on your mind, the state of well-being in your body and how your heart is working and how your brain is functioning. In fact, how's your whole body doing? You've heard me talk so frequently about Heart Factors Plus and how it has ingredients that boost the nitric oxide levels in your body, which so improves your cardiovascular health. It so improves your brain and its function, every muscle in your body that's getting more blood. That's really what Heart Factors Plus is all about. You'll take it. You'll feel the difference. You'll sense it. You'll maintain healthy blood pressure levels. You'll keep your arteries clean. Your circulation will be far better. And so improving your whole body is what Heart Factors Plus is all about. That's what I want you to keep in mind. But there's something else, too. When you call 800-577-8560, there's a little extra added bonus now that really has taken off. This is something you can do on either side, if you like. You heard me talk about PT9 also, which is a prostate food for men who are getting up in the middle of the night and disturbing the sleep of not only their night's rest, but the person that you're with. So this is really sort of important. Remember this. When you dial 800-577-8560, you can order PT9 and get free supplies of Heart Factors Plus, or you can order Heart Factors Plus and get free supplies of PT9 for a limited time. 800-577-8560. And also, if that wasn't enough, when you order Heart Factors Plus, you get a new CoQ10 fish oil formula for trying Heart Factors Plus as well. All right. All those things wrapped together. Dial 800-577-8560.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Original child star.
Jackie Cooper may have, they're about the same age. Maybe, I don't know the answer to that. Frankly, it's a good question. She certainly would be one of them, Jen. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffenhardt, good day at 25 after the hour, celebrating the life of Shirley Temple, who's passed away at the age of 85. So as long as we're going down the road thinking about entertainment past and present, good time for us to pay attention to Conan O'Brien, who seems to be the only late-night host doing anything this week.
Organizers for the Sochi Olympics have had trouble filling seats for the biathlon. Yeah. This is because Vladimir Putin is warning people away from any event containing the word bi. Like that. There are rumors that the Russian government has placed cameras in the hotel bathrooms in Sochi. Yeah. When asked about it, Russia said, don't worry, our cameras don't work either.
Okay. All right, many of you have heard the story about actor Samuel L. Jackson getting upset because an entertainment reporter mistook him for Lawrence Fishburne. And so,
and it wasn't any entertainment. This is Los Angeles. This is a big
somebody
time
who
market.
Ought to know better.
Sam Rubin, yeah.
Yeah. Was it Sam? I didn't know it was Sam. Really?
It was Sam Rubin.
Wow. All right, so listen to this.
I tell you what, working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
You're
all black and famous.
You are guilty.
I am guilty.
I am guilty.
I am guilty.
He thought you were Bob Dylan.
Right.
You're the entertainment reporter?
I know.
You're the entertainment reporter for this station?
Vlog.
And you don't know the difference between me and Lon Fischer?
My mistake. I apologize. Really, my big mistake. Let's talk about...
That must be a very short line for your job.
I'll say. No, it probably would not be hard to get another person to sit right here. Let's talk about RoboCop.
Oh, hell no.
Really?
Really?
I apologize.
But I'm the other guy.
But
I'm the other guy. The other one. What's in your wallet?
Right. That's exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
There it is. No question about that.
I know what's in your wallet, black guy.
Okay.
He's the car black guy.
There it is.
Morgan Freeman is the other credit card black guy. You only hear his voice, though, so you probably won't confuse him with Mark Fishburne.
You're 100% right.
Poor Sam.
To RoboCop,
there's a heavyweight black guy that's like putting cash down in the seats in a baseball stadium, but he's also the black guy that turns off the house, the water, and the lights when his kid tells him the house is cool. I'm not that guy either.
Do we want to do a list of all the people that you're not?
And I've actually never done a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial. I know that's surprising.
Right. Fair enough.
Oh, man.
To the original...
And I'm the only black guy in RoboCop that's not a criminal.
Okay.
Michael K. White.
Were you a fan of the Peter Weller
movie? Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Don't you just want to, like, fall through the floor? Because you know it could happen to any of us.
We got to play that again later on. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, what's a movie fan to think about the Farrow-Allen exchanges?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. The public exchange between Woody Allen and Mia Farrow is fraught and ugly. Can we come to any conclusion based on what we know, or can you even separate the art from the artist?
Well, of course you can separate the art from the conduct of the artist. If Woody Allen had painted the Mona Lisa would be no less a beautiful painting. Does that mean that you should never see a Woody Allen film again? I think that's irrelevant. I think that misses the point.
I would totally agree with Ron if it's true, but it feels quasi-believable because he married a stepdaughter. Who knows what goes on in the hearts of men. But he does not fit the profile of a pedophile, which is multiple reports. It doesn't stop. It is a sickness.
And there's no way that anybody on the outside can say with any assurance what happened.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary Mallon.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Good day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I for the focus on lots of different things that are happening. South preparing for another cold blast, wintry weather heading into Georgia, which certainly is not prepared, wasn't last month and isn't now.
I guarantee you no one's going to go to school or get in their car, though.
No. Well, that's
after all that mess.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the state's closed.
Yeah. The state is closed. Pretty much a state of emergency for all of the counties, according to the governor, just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Weather.com suggests cold will meet precipitation, causing another icy mess across from northeast Texas into Oklahoma, all the way across into Arkansas and into Georgia, the Carolinas. It'll last through tomorrow.
What a crazy winter it's been.
Yeah. Really horrible, awful winter. Here it's taken a horrible toll on the farm with animals dying.
And on the same front, in on the West Coast, been so dry, it's taking another horrible toll on farmers, too, just because there's not any rain.
Well, you couldn't prove that by the people in Northern California over the weekend.
People were tweeting and they were saying, thank God it's coming, finally. I mean, finally they got some rain. That's good.
I don't know whether you think this is good or bad. Most of you are going to say, yeah, when you understand or hear that there were a number of insurgents who were going to blow up an installation in Baghdad. Instead, they set off the car bomb where they were in it yesterday. I'm sorry.
Well, happy ending.
All right. The bad guys had a training camp north of Baghdad, and when they blew up the car, 21 of them got killed. They were attending a lesson on how to make car bombs.
I didn't know that was a class.
I mean,
the guy who taught gun safety and shot himself, you know.
This has got to be sort of like the Keystone Cops kind of a thing. I mean, and it is funny, yet it's...
Oh, it's sad. I mean, you just have to laugh, though.
I mean, but nobody over here is going to have any qualms about laughing about it, because these were bad guys, and so they blew themselves up. But I just am sort of picturing this. Iraqi security forces absolutely... focused on this They rushed to the scene after hearing the blast. They arrested 22 of these guys trying to run away from the area. They found 7 car bombs plus several explosive belts and other roadside bomb-making devices. They searched a couple of houses and a garage in the area. So
they actually had like a real car and everything. They were
right.
Really...
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, right. Yep, they were. Yep. Those zoo employees we were talking about yesterday who chopped up, they killed a baby giraffe and fed it to the
Facebook
lions.
Didn't like that, by the way.
Whoa, death threats like you wouldn't believe.
And thanks for
these
the
people.
Pictures that you posted on Facebook, because I totally needed to wake up and see a dead giraffe on, first thing yesterday morning. That was great.
Yeah.
Why do people have to do that? I don't feed my animals. I don't want to see a dead giraffe. I'm sorry.
I would not have, by the way, I would not have brought this to anybody's attention, except I found it deplorable.
Well,
it
the
really
social media implications are huge. It was a big story. If you were on social media, you saw it yesterday.
Well, but even that didn't bother me as much as the fact that they did this in such a public way, even though it is the call of nature.
Right. I'm glad they fed it to the lions and they didn't just, throw it into a trash can.
Right. Yeah.
But you're right. It didn't have to be.
It just sort of rubs people the wrong way.
Could have been something done at night after zoo hours had ended.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, the Olympics. Where we stand, 9 medals for Canada.
Canada.
7 for the Netherlands. You want to be our big boys announcer?
Sure. General? Okay, ready? Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Number 10.
Let's see here. I only have the top 8 or something.
Number 8.
I got it. Sweden.
Number 10.
With 2 medals.
Number 9.
France also has 2.
Number 8.
Germany. And by the way, the difference between the number is the quality of them. For example, Germany is in 8th position because it has 2 gold medals, whereas France has 1 gold and 1 bronze.
It weighs heavier. You're better at medals, right?
Sweden has 2 silvers. Yeah, okay. Next.
Number 7, I think.
The Czechs.
Yay! I knew we'd come back. It was
a
great day yesterday.
Yes.
Number 6.
Austria has 3, a gold and 2 silvers.
Number 5.
Russia has 6, 3 bronze, 2 silver, and a gold.
Number 4.
The United States in number 4 position. With 6, 2 gold, 1 silver, 3 bronze.
Number 3.
Norway has 7, 2 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze.
Number 2.
The Netherlands has 7, 3 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze.
Number 1.
And the Canadians have 4 gold.
Oh, Canada.
3 silver and 3, I'm sorry, and 2 bronze. So they have 9. Thus far. All right? So that's how that all shakes out. Tell me if you know the story of Ashley Wagner, who apparently is somebody that is of some interest in import when it comes to skating. She's a figure skater. Anybody know anything about her?
I'm going to defer to Ken on this one. I do not.
I know that she's a skater.
All right. Very good.
Apparently, there are a lot of critics who are after her because she wasn't considered the best in terms of ability and experience. But she has acquitted herself, according to what I'm looking here, one of the blogs. She has something to prove, somebody wrote. And after the performance she gave yesterday, you can see her confidence. It's focus, concentration, and practice. So say the people who are at least one person who is writing about her. She had a good night during the ladies' short program, supposedly. So apparently she's one of the American faves. That's all I kind of get.
The Internet has been making a lot of fun of her because she has lots of facial expressions for a wide variety of emotions every time she's out
she's
there.
She's the one that you saw the pictures of the first night, right? Oh, yeah, okay.
Whether she's on the ice, seeing her scores, not happy with her scores, seeing someone else's scores, she's lots of different facial expressions, and the Internet's having a really good time with her.
That's kind of mean.
It is.
Well, but there are a lot of mean people that are around.
The state of Tennessee wants Sean Hannity.
Four.
On Monday, state lawmakers approved a resolution inviting Sean Hannity and other like-minded New Yorkers to move to Tennessee.
Oh, they're asking for his residency. Okay.
Well, you've heard the discussions last, what, about a month? No, he's not going to move. He's not going anywhere for a while. He's got kids in school. Plus,
he said after his kids are out of school, he's out of there. He's out of New York because he doesn't like Cuomo.
Well, he doesn't
move
like Cuomo.
Right next door to Al Gore.
There
right.
you go.
Yeah.
They'd be neighbors.
Right.
That'd be great.
Anyway, but this shows a sort of interesting relationship that people who do this for a living have. These are media folks. Hannity said something, and was it Glenn Beck who got involved in that whole thing in New York State with Governor Cuomo as well? Seems to me Glenn was at the thing that was that Saturday morning. He's looking different to me. And I can't tell you that I can define different. He just looks different to me.
I think he looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, no, he looks fine. He just looks different. There's something about him that looks, I felt different. I've never seen him he was sort of wearing a cap, looked very relaxed and casual. It just came across in a different way. Anyway, the people in Tennessee say there are plenty of Republicans down here. The state has low taxes, good fishing, and lots to do. So, this is, again, Governor Cuomo had made some rather inflammatory and insulting remarks that a lot of folks who are on the right didn't like. So, there's a place for you to go, Sean. I'm betting you go to Florida, run for the Senate, and win easily. That would be my bet. See if that works. I don't see him going to Texas. 888-302, and I only say that based on, it isn't like he and I are best friends, but I do know him enough to kind of get a sense as to what would be, he'll not, and I don't know if make it easy is the right word, but it would be a lot easier for him to win a position like that. I mean, who knows what's in a person's mind anyway? How do you really know? I'm just sort of in my mind thinking it'd be easier for him, a lot easier for him. And Florida's handy to places. Texas is not handy. It really isn't.
What do you mean by handy?
You don't get to most east. If you want to go to Washington from Florida, it's an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to New York? It's 2 hours.
Well, I think Texans like Texans.
Yeah.
So they're very proud of their Texas heritage. So I think if you want to get elected to an office, it's going to be a lot harder if you're not a Texan in Texas.
I think you're right.
In Tennessee and other states, and in most other states, I think they will welcome transplants a little more.
Little gossip from the folks courtesy of the folks who are out there with cameras all over the place in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, Sean Penn and Charlize Theron were riding around in Beverly Hills.
Hot and heavy.
At a stop sign or stop light, they were kissing, 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 and kissing. They had her son Jackson with them. Where's the petting zoo in Los Angeles?
I have no idea. Maybe near the real zoo, perhaps.
You think, really?
I don't know. Or, they have pop-up petting zoos all the time.
All right. Anyway, so they're hot and heavy. Good for them if they're happy.
He actually looks better. He looks more attractive to me than he's ever looked.
I don't think he's an attractive man.
I don't think so either. No. But he actually looks a little less sweaty than you. A little
dirty.
Yeah, he looks
dirty,
a little cleaner these days.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's our overview. Awesome. Thank you, Jennifer. 16 before the hour. If you have teeth that are less than desirable, I would think.
Or if
Sean
you just have
Penn.
Teeth.
Well, Sean Penn doesn't have particularly attractive teeth. I don't see what she sees in him, honestly.
He always gets hot girls, though, so there must be something. I don't know.
Must be that it isn't his teeth. Anyway, if you want to have teeth that look better than Sean Penn's, may I suggest you call 800-865-7602 and order New Active White. It actually isn't new. It's just new to America. It's been in Europe and very successful for 10 years, made by the same people who were responsible for power swabs. It's an aerosol spray now, the same ingredients that power swabs has. So you know there are no chemicals in it, nothing that will affect your teeth. Your teeth will not become sensitive. Your gums won't be. You'll just whiten your smile. Naturally based active white. No messy strips, no trays, no application. Just spray it on your toothbrush and watch it go to work. Much handier. than anything else around. 800-865-7602. And guess what? It's guaranteed to work, or your money back. 2 minutes it takes to brush your teeth with this. In 5 minutes, you'll look at it and say, whoa, look at that. Wow, I'm impressed with my own teeth. Active White is so powerful. Starts whitening and working in 6 days. You'll have an unbelievably different set of teeth to look at. Coffee, tea stains, smoking stains, all will be sent down the river, if you will. Whiten your smile with Active White. 800-865-7602. A lot of years of inattention can get taken care of fairly quickly with Active White. The results will make you talk, and your friends will talk. You'll be telling people, use this stuff, Active White, to whiten your teeth. 800-865-7602. It's so easy.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, girl, I miss you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Nylabone Nutrident and Nutrident Complete. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at PetSmart. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's N-Y-L-A-B-O-N-E.com. Nylabone.com.
Medical expert Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us here on Good Day. drhoffman.com is his website. You write this week in your newsletter about the essence of the pot debate, not focusing on the real issue. What is the real issue?
Well, the real issue is, you know, is pot something that we want to, in effect, condone for the general populace, in particular our kids? And I think that the way we're now stigmatizing tobacco, at the same time seemingly to exalt pot as something that is okay and even more so medically beneficial. You know, this notion of medical pot, well, that's very different than recreational pot. There are, you know, circumstances where you may be near death or, you know, suffering from intractable pain, and, you know, certainly pot has some potential there. But I think we're sending the wrong signals.
You say, you admit that you inhaled.
Indeed. You know, I think that is PC these days. You know, we got a series of presidents who now have had various types of involvements with the drug culture that they grew up in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, you know, many of my colleagues, you know, did very well. They went through that phase. They put it behind them. None of the people that I know who are successful these days continue to use pot. They did. They survived. But there are others who succumbed to the effects of pot. They dropped out. They became dysfunctional. They lost a lot of ground, or in some cases, tragedies occurred.
Is it worse to get into smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol in terms of what it does physically to the health of one's body?
Well, you know, it really depends. I mean, alcohol has devastating effects if taken in excess, and it's certainly addicting, and it causes terrible accidents, suicides, tragedies. Pot, to some extent, mimics those effects. I mean, there are many people who do fine with an occasional puff now and then, mm-hmm. recreationally. They don't get into car accidents. They don't commit acts of violence. You know, it's different. Pot is also something that you inhale. And whatever you inhale, whether it be cigarettes or whether it be, you know, marijuana from a bong, mm-hmm. you know, very deep in your lung and hold it, you know, that can be damaging.
All right. Has some pretty strong words, interesting food for thought. Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Thanks, Ron.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer, who is our technology reporter, back after a stint of not feeling particularly well. Today, he's going to talk with you about the efforts in California to end the growing trend of cell phone theft. We'll hear how that's going to take place. Those of you in California and elsewhere, because if it's going on there, it's going to have ramifications. Somebody's going to try to figure out how to do it elsewhere. So stand by for that report here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a six-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if California lawmakers have their way, the growing trend of cell phone theft could come to a screeching halt. State Senator Mark Leno recently introduced a bill that would require all smartphones and tablets sold in California after January 1 of next year to include a kill switch, a form of anti-theft technology that makes devices unusable after they're stolen and therefore very tough to sell. If passed, the new bill would subject manufacturers to a fine of up to $2,500 for each device sold without a kill switch. Though only proposed in California, the bill's effects may be seen throughout the country, as companies probably wouldn't make cell phones meant just to be sold in California. With over 2,400 cell phones stolen in San Francisco last year, which is 23% more than in 2012, it's clear some kind of deterrent is needed. There are drawbacks to a kill switch. Hackers could render your cell phone useless from afar, but this bill, if passed, would likely do more good than harm. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. So those of you who are handy when it comes to the tips for best health during the winter months, colds and flus abound, all kinds of things going on still. If you've got a good tip, please post it at facebook.com/Good Day Show. You see the invitation there on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. With these tips every week, we are giving away blankets and thermometers from the folks at Exergen, and you become automatically eligible for the $1,000 gift card, which will be drawn, I think, on Friday, but I'm not sure about that. It's the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway, $1,000 gift card winner drawn on Friday. So get in on the action at the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Meanwhile, there's a new tablet on the market that some of you may be very interested in. The children, perhaps, maybe your parents, maybe even you. If you don't want to take out a second mortgage, this is a way to bridge the digital divide, the gap between those who can afford expensive technology and those who can't. DataWin just issued the UbiSlate 7CI. Can you have seen one of these? This is the least expensive tablet.
No, I haven't.
In the country. Story at DougSteffen.com. 7-inch Android tablets, $37.99. $37.99.
Hmm.
I mean, how do you compare that
to
the ones that are 10, 20 times the price? It's certainly not an Apple or a Samsung. But if you are interested in this thing, we have all the specs and everything at DougSteffen.com. I don't know. I mean, it's 7.2 inches tall, 4.8 inches wide, 0.4 inches thin, weighs 0.7 pounds. All right? That's all.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.